Welcome back, class. I'm Professor Kennedy, and I thank you for joining me in this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Let's take a look at the Ravens. Now, we have a lot of familiarity with this team, but I don't know if you as a class have ever really broken down their blitz looks, which I like to call Joker looks. The reason why I call them Joker looks is it's a wild card. In this instance, you see all the guys standing up in a two-point stance. Traditionally, as an offensive lineman, you might not be able to decipher who's a rusher, who's a dropper, who's a linebacker, who's a defensive end, all that stuff. That's why we call it Joker. It's a wild card. But the one way that you can figure it out and see what the quarterback is seeing is you read the shell. Quarterback one-on-one, look at the safeties. You got a two-deep shell look. Two safeties that are playing the deep part of the field to help out everything out of the top. Then you take your read down to the corners. Man, man, man. After you see that you got man look under, you know that two of these guys in here are going to be responsible for these two guys in the backfield. Offensively, we call this max protection. The reason why we call it max protection is because you've got five guys up front and you've got two guys in the backfield that are going to help. Max protection. You're expecting the house, the Baltimore, to bring the whole house. Or at least if they don't, you have enough men to protect your quarterback to look down the field. As you watch this blitz develop, what you're going to see is all these guys standing up. Technically, they're only rushing four, so you should have enough blockers to protect Andy Dalton and not give up a sack. From the end zone angle, you get a better vantage point of what the center sees and how he visualizes this. He could take total slide protection, which would bring everybody from the right tackle over to block one, two, three, four, five guys and allow the back to take the outside linebacker or defensive end. I wouldn't do that because number 90 is a defensive end. He's a pass rusher or an outside linebacker. I wouldn't want my back on him unless I absolutely had to. All I need to do is slide here, 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 here. He gets the widest one. As we watch the play, they're only rushing four guys. 90, 96, 99, 55 are the only guys who are making an effort to get to the quarterback. 57 has got Eifert. 41 has got the running back. How this breaks down and the miscommunication comes in is from this guy. The right tackle disengages from number 90 and passes it on to a running back who's not ready for him, thinking that he's running a game with number 41. We're taught to stay on our man, never disengage. Now 90 with his penetration is able to get upfield and get the sack. Miscommunication that turns it to a 9-yard loss, which you cannot have when you're trying to move the ball against the Ravens' defense. When you play against heavy blitzing defenses, the best way to get them out of it is to beat them with long plays. Receivers over the top, back shoulder throws, those types of things, negates their ability to get to the quarterback. That way, you can beat the Baltimore Ravens and take them out of all that blitzing very, very early. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'm Lincoln Kennedy. See you next week.